Well, there's no doubt about it. That is an absolutely beautiful piece of music there from the Discovery Gospel Choir. And I have the pleasure of having the musical director, Aislinn McCormack, on the line. Good morning, Aislinn.
Hi, good morning, Sabrina. How are you?
I'm absolutely brilliant. It's despite it being a rather freezing cold Monday morning, I think.
I know.
So the Discovery Gospel Choir, you're about to celebrate your 10th anniversary. So it's a rather exciting time.
Yes, absolutely. 10 years of intercultural music in Ireland, and we think that's really significant.
So the whole point of the Discovery Gospel Choir is that it is very intercultural. How many different nationalities do you have amalgamated here?
Well, at the moment we have 36 singers from 16 different nationalities, all based in Ireland, in the Dublin area.
That's fantastic.
So it's really exciting because we have this fusion of different styles and these different countries represented.
So would every different nationality and different singer bring something different to the choir?
Absolutely. But just everybody brings something different.
Of course.
We the way we source our music is often through choir members singing songs from their country. Or when they heard it for a child, or when they came across, and then we kind of fuse it in our own way. So it's really just exciting, and it's real full of flavour and colour.
Now, when people hear gospel choir, they kind of assume it's going to be religious music. But of course, having a quick Google of Discovery Gospel Choir, I came across you singing a couple of U2 songs. So of course, it's not just religious music.
Yeah, there's a big mix. Like we draw from a lot of world music, or some popular music as well. We were involved in doing a U2 chorus, so we were bringing those U2 songs and doing them in our style. We are a gospel choir, and we would say that we're from all faiths and none, and so we're just really about coming together through music, difference, or things like religion. It's not a thing to divide. It's a thing to bring people together. So, although we do sing a lot of gospel songs, and we're not limited in that way.
So, Aislinn, you've performed for quite a number of high profile people, including Archbishop Desmond Tutu as well. That must be very exciting.
Very exciting. It was on our first birthday that we actually sang for Archbishop Desmond Tutu. So that was kind of, that's how it started off, really. We continued in that light. So we have met and sang for Reverend Jesse Jackson at an event with the Dalai Lama. We have sung alongside on stage with the Blind Boys of Alabama, with Sinead O'Connor, with some really significant singers and artists. And we work a lot with Irish fusion group Keela. So for our album that we're working on at the moment, we've been working with percussionist and singer Ronan O'Snodig. So it really brings us into so many different places and working with so many different people. And it's so exciting.
Very good. Now, the choir itself, you don't just do concerts as well. You can do weddings, you can do intercultural events, you can do community outreach and schools workshops. That's something I find rather interesting. What is the message you're bringing into schools?
Well, the workshops that we would do focus on, we work from our motto, which is Discover Beauty in Everyone. For us, we think that's a really important message for society and for young people to learn that differences is a good thing, and how we can really come together, work together. And so music is a great tool for that. And so we might say we'll teach songs in different languages, different styles and rhythms. We have these fantastic boom whackers, which just light up the room, and young people just go mad for it.
Sorry, we just to stop
have
you.
Have a lot of fun at those workshops.
What's a boom whacker?
Oh yes, they're toned. They're cylinders, plastic cylinders, but they're toned. So you have a scale, do re mi, a scale, and you can, if you direct it, which was what I do, direct it in different ways. They can play songs and do funky rhythms and kind of samba style rhythms, work really well. And so through that, it's breaking down barriers, breaking down cultural barriers, even just in the school, in the playground, and there can be bullying issues and prejudice, racism. And so our message, and through our music, we act to break down those barriers or problems. And it's a great way to kind of look at the world differently, put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Well, it's very important considering the diverse country now that we live in. We live in a very multicultural Ireland.
Yeah, we do. We do, and we need to recognise that and celebrate it. So we feel 10 years of the work we've been doing, we can celebrate this diversity.
So the 10-year anniversary, when is the actual the D-Day?
Well, we're doing a whole year of events. And this is to kick it all off. We're having a big concert on the 15th of March, so celebrating the launch of this year. And so that we chose St. Patrick's weekend as an iconic and a special weekend for Ireland, and an opportunity to celebrate. So we have a concert on the 15th of March, 8 o'clock in Christchurch Cathedral, another iconic building place in Dublin city centre.
And what kind of things can people expect if they go to this event?
Well, supporting us, we have Congolese guitarist Miwel Tsumbu. We have a very extraordinary choir coming from Norway, who are going to sing some songs from the Arctic Circle. So it's really diverse. And then we are singing songs, if I can remember, Russian, some from the Congo, some from Mauritius, Irish language, a new song, actually, new Irish song we've been working on. We're going to sing some Sean Davey and Sean O'Rita, two very important Irish musicians and composers. And we'll definitely have the audience up on their feet and dancing and singing along and clapping, and there's percussion and drumming and just really uplifting, happy. One of the songs we're singing is from the Polynesian Islands, from a country called Niue, and it's called Sipayo, which means happiness. And so the hope is that we'll just bring happiness on that day to everybody who comes to the concert as we celebrate.
Fantastic. Now, where can people actually purchase tickets for this?
Entertainment.ie are selling the tickets. So you just log into entertainment.ie. And you look for Discovery Gospel Choir, and the concert is called Home. Tickets are 10 and 12 euro, and there'll be a small number. If it doesn't sell out, there'll be a small number on the door as well. So 8 p.m. on the 15th of March in Christchurch Cathedral.
Now, Aisling, if people would like to actually get involved in the choir, be it through singing or through any way to help out at all, is there an opportunity for them to do that?
Absolutely. We have a Friends programme where we have lots of people that kind of get involved in different ways, whether it's financial, whether it's helping us out, whether it's getting involved in our community work, in workshops that we run, or if we do run auditions once a year. So some people don't audition to be singing members of the choir. But for us, it's kind of a collective. There's a kind of growing number of people who are just involved in different ways. And our Friends program is details on the website, discoverygospelchoir.com. And there's details about how you can get involved through that.
Absolutely fantastic.
Great question. We love just meeting new people and getting involved. So, you know, send us an email, follow us on Facebook, send us a message. It's a great way, or tweet. Again, Discovery Gospel Choir, or on Twitter, we're Discovery Choir. And we love hearing from people. And a lot of our network, or our fans, are from all over the world. We're amazed at how we connect with just everybody, you know, not just here in Ireland.
Aisling, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Now, I mentioned the version of U2's Pride in the Name of Love earlier on, so we're going to take that track now from the choir, because it's absolutely beautiful. I think it's and particularly when you have a Asian gentleman singing it as well, it sounds so different to the ears, and I think our listeners will quite enjoy that one.
Great.
Thank you so much, Aisling.
Thank you, Sabrina. Take care.